A huge inflatable screen is being erected in a park in downtown Roslyn, Virginia, a busy suburb outside of Washington. It is for tonight's film festival. Bryn Magaziner came early with her husband.
We try to come at least a couple times every summer. It's just nice to be outside in the beautiful weather and watch a movie. And it's free, which is a bonus.
Nick Donner came with friends.
I enjoy the social aspect of being with friends and seeing movies that I haven't seen in a while. It's relaxing to be here.
The Roslyn Business Improvement District, known as BID, started the Outdoor Film Festival in 2007. It features a free movie every Friday night during the warm weather. Leanne McClarty is the group's acting director of communications.
The Roslyn BID really wants to change the perception that people have of Roslyn, and so part of that is offering new experiences in culture and entertainment that Roslyn is increasingly becoming known for, outside of just being a business center.
On average, McClarty says, about 1,000 people attend each movie night.
It's a lot of young professionals, young workers and residents in and around Arlington. They come over from D.C. and they even come from the suburbs of Maryland and Virginia.
In recent years, outdoor movie screenings have cropped up in parks, vacant lots, and shopping malls around the nation. Many of them are part of development or revitalization initiatives. The NOMA summer screen started 6 years ago in a Washington neighborhood. Rachel Davis is the director of marketing and events for the NOMA BID.
When we started it, there wasn't very much in the middle of NOMA. It was all being developed at the time, and there were a bunch of residential neighborhoods around. And so this was really an event to bring people together and form a community gathering place for them.
A little rain does not discourage these movie fans, and food trucks in the vacant lot cater to those who want something to eat before the show starts. For some, the outdoor movies are reminiscent of the drive-in theaters of their youth.
This is comparable to the atmosphere of drive-in. You can get friends, food, just wine, and watch the movie together.
Americans' revitalized love affair with outdoor movies makes Stephen Bostas even busier. He co-owns Moonflix, which rents outdoor movie screens. Bostas says his seven-member crew sets up screens in various locations, mostly in the Washington area, every day throughout the summer.
We're doing pretty well. We've actually doubled in about the past 2.5 years, and we hope to continue that trend, and it looks like we're going to.
That's because many fans say there is nothing like watching a movie on a breezy summer evening under the stars. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.
No, I have nothing.
Okay.